You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
And your girl man save her. Better believe it, get on her knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. Wanna turn right, but you turn all the way left.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome again. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I am so blessed that you've joined us today and honored that the guest we have today is with us. So I'll ask our guest, will you please introduce yourself to us?
Yes. Good afternoon. My name is Callie Bennett. She'eya p'chini mishna ashiha bashish chinkia ani dashache bipatonti dashanela. So I am from the Navajo Nation, a music recording artist, and I'm blessed to be here with you, Dawn.
Oh, I'm so happy to be talking to you. I love you, and I appreciate you, and I'm really thankful that you're here today.
Oh, yes. Thank you for having me, and greetings, Yat Ed, to all of the listeners out there.
Well, we love good news around here. We love to celebrate, and we love to praise God when good things happen, and you have some good news. Will you share it with us, please?
Oh, yes. So everything has been going wonderful, and I just released my newest single called Rez Chick that is now available on all of the media platforms, including iTunes and Google Music and Amazon Music. So please check it out, and people can also get it at CallieBennett.com. And also just did a great collaboration with Mr. Keith Sokola. He was the original writer of the Indian cart song that was very well known, I believe in the 70s, and we did a music video for the Rez Chick song, and it turned out absolutely amazing. So thank you for asking.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. And Keith Sokola is a legend in
yes.
American music and rock and all of that. So how was it to work with such a distinguished gentleman?
Oh, it was so wonderful. He is just such a wonderful human being. He was so generous. He was just so kind and just so easy to even work with, not only behind the scenes, but also even whenever we performed on the music video. He was just such a joy to work with, and throughout the whole process, you know, it took about, I want to say, almost a year to work on the music video. It was such a longer process than I thought, you know, it would be, but just getting everyone's schedule, especially with his very, very busy schedule, it was just such an honor. So getting all of our schedules together, putting everything together, all of the people that were involved, it was a lot of work, but it was so rewarding. So I hope everyone enjoys it and definitely checks it out.
Well, I am very excited about it, and we're going to listen to the song itself right now.
Around, don't play with me. You think I'm strange, eating sheep brain, living on the res. I'm not sorry for me, it's part of who I am and who I'll be. Don't tell me forget it, or else you can hit it. Touching me, I'm free to be me. a bashish chin. I love my Jesus, you might not get me, but I won't lie that I'm a res chick. Man, Keith, that guitar is sounding awesome.
Callie, it's called an Electric 49.
Nice. Well, you got anything here you want to say to the ladies?
Much respect and something like this. We got kabubu, bannock, peaky, and oven. Woman given unconditional loving. Living right, fun and free from Fibra Town and Indian City.
Different shades and different kinds.
Many raised girls from all different tribes.
Not fully country, not fully city.
Just some simple guys leaving legacies.
We love our nations and our families. So we live a life being called a res chick.
Gotta get to revival. Power, driving cars, engine cars, play guitar.
That's for res chicks like me.
Hair buns, moccasins.
Feed work commodity. Cheese. This is how we do it, y'all. Living on the res.
Living life so free.
Oh, different shades. From all different tribes. Not fully country, not fully city.
Just so simple
gals leaving legacies. We love our nations and our families. We live a life being called a res chick.
Wow, and wow, and wow again. We absolutely love it. And there's just so much I want to ask you about it. But I would like you to tell me, what does this song mean to you?
It means so much. It's really about honoring our women, honoring our females, you know, with our indigenous nations. It's a very matriarchal society. We give great honor to the woman, to the female, you know, and we still honor the men, which is why I love how Keith Sokolo brought his portion to this collaboration, because he gives support to the woman with also in respect to the man with that balance. And it just was just such a fun song. You know, it was an inspiration from not only, you know, my growing up on the Navajo Nation, but also from family, you know, eating Spam burritos to going to rodeos to, you know, learning how to put my hair in the Navajo tiel or the Navajo traditional hair bun, to beadwork, and really wanting to bring awareness to our, in honoring our females and our women and continuing to do so. And also, of course, continuing to bring awareness of hey, you know, the missing and murdered indigenous women and children. We have to bring awareness on that. And just doing something fun, but not in a disrespectful way, but in a fun, honoring way. And just, you know, having a good time. We had a great time behind the scenes working on the song together, not only co-writing it, but also, you know, collaborating on the music video, location. It was just so much fun. So it has a deep meaning. And there's also a behind-the-scenes video that we did that's also on YouTube that people can check out, that of where Keith Sokolo shares the deeper meaning even behind his guitar solo. And I can't go into it a whole lot. He explains it so well on there. And it's just, there's some little notes you'll see pops of red in there, and different things, fun things of our young girls dressing in their traditional Navajo dress. Some of my relatives and family members on there that really showcase the sheep shearing and the culture of our nation and representing of all Indigenous nations. It's just awesome. It just has that deeper meaning of honoring our women, honoring our ladies. So I hope, you know, and I think all of us can have a res chick inside of all of us.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting to me too, because in some cases, res chick was not a compliment.
Yes.
So can right? you talk, how does that make you feel to take something like that, resed out, res chick, res girl, whatever, mm-hmm. and actually create an empowerment anthem?
Right. You know, you're so right on that, because I think a lot of people would kind of denote a res chick or you're resed out as something as kind of derogatory. And I'm like, you know what? I am a res chick, but I'm from the reservation. And mm-hmm. to me, I always saw a res chick as a woman that could be from the reservation or is related to some of these things that we do. And whether your country, a res mm-hmm. chick could be a woman that's a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. A res chick could be a woman that is a traditional woman, a Christian woman, mm-hmm. a woman that, you know, is a woman that's in her arts doing her thing, you know?
Yes,
and truly,
yes.
you know, it's like, you know what? It's something to be proud of mm-hmm. versus always labeling that as a derogatory term. Because I saw it as a positive growing up, that there were some women that could operate, you know, some heavy equipment or did construction work. And, you know, some people would look down on that. But to us on the reservations in our culture today with women, it's honored and respected. And so, you know, I wanted to definitely kind of always bring light to that. And mm-hmm. for me, with my music, I always want to bring the positive side.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for that. That is really... I love it, because it's life-changing. It's perspective-changing. It's a paradigm shift, and I think that is amazing. So if I have to ask you,
thank you.
To describe yourself, right, like who is Callie Bennett, what are you going to say?
Oh, gosh. Well, I would say that I am, you know, like what the song says, a simple gal leaving legacies. You know, I am I'm a res chick. I'm proud of who I am, proud of my identity, that I identify myself as a woman from the Navajo Indian Reservation, that I am Navajo, that yes, I was adopted, but who I identify myself with is who I'm connected with.
Yes.
And who I'm connected with are my relatives, are my family, are my loved ones. And I think that, you know, without going into too much detail, I think that's who I would say, is that I'm a woman of faith, a woman of love, woman of character, mm-hmm. and I believe I would say integrity as well,
yes.
but also a woman that is Indigenous, that is Native American from the Navajo Nation, and I'm very, very proud of who I am.
Well, you are remarkable, and you are definitely someone that I learn a lot from, and I look up to you, and I have great admiration uh-huh. for you and for your life, and I'm so excited to talk to you, because we have a lot of young people that listen to this mm-hmm. show. And young folks today are getting lots of mixed messages, especially in music, about how to live and who to be and all of that. So could you just take a moment, perhaps, and speak to and encourage some of our young listeners directly?
Oh, yes, of course. You know, I think, you know, to all of the young listeners out there, you know, there's so many different phrases, there's different sayings that can come in, there's different opinions, different beliefs in the world. But what we always, especially here with our home, and especially in the Navajo Nation, we always go back to, what does our Creator say? What does our Heavenly Father say? He is, you know, if you want to learn something and know how to use a vehicle properly, or use how to know what the purpose is of a tool, you go back to the owner's manual, correct?
Yes.
If you want to know, maybe there are a lot of questions in life. You know, maybe there's some confusion. You don't know what to do in life. You know, go back to the owner, to the creator, to our, we call him our Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
He is our great forever spirit. You know, who is the originator of our life?
Uh-huh.
And seek him first as to what maybe the answers to all of our questions might be. You know, whenever I did that in my life, even growing up with maybe my identity, maybe who I am, I had to go back to, okay, if the creator planted me, if the forever spirit, my Heavenly Father created me and planted me here in this place on the Navajo Nation, there's a reason for it. You know, seek out that reason. And, you know, if you need any questions answered, seek him. Seek him out. Because people, you know, you could get so confused from people from here and there. And it's a spiritual journey. So I just want to encourage everyone out there to seek him first. You know, seek the Heavenly Father first for the answers. And he'll never let you down.
Beyond beautiful. Happy International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples today. I had an opportunity to participate in the UN's Permanent Forum on Indigenous People today. And the theme this year is Indigenous Youth. We're absolutely celebrating and lifting up our Indigenous young people who are so precious to us. And so this is a question I get asked a lot, and I'd like to ask you. Does Jesus Christ have a place in Indigenous people's lives?
That's a very good question. And I believe the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we teach here is the historical oral history and the stories that we have been taught by our elders and our leaders as well. And we're actually hearing of stories of how there was, I know it was Jesus. Of how he came to the Lakota nations, how he came to the different nations, the different Indian, the many, 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 I believe all of the Indian nations before there were ever, you know, Columbus ever came, you know, all of the different nations came to the United States or to Turtle Island. But he's always, Christianity has always been a part of our history as Indigenous people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being a woman of faith myself, a Christian woman, I believe in Jesus. You know, we've been hearing testimonies and stories of how there was what they call him as, they call them as the man in white or the prophet. There was a prophet that came and he was translated just supernaturally from one place to another, not needing transportation. He was actually translated, like faster than light. Different stories of him bringing knowledge. There's a story of the Lakota Nation that I'm thinking of specifically, to where there's this man came on the white buffalo, and he taught the Lakotas how to live off of the land. The people were dying, they were sick, and he brought healing, he brought, you know, teachings and wisdom of how to survive. And then when the missionaries came and they told them about this man, they were like, about Jesus, this, you know, the savior of the world, they said, this is the man that came to us and saved our nation, saved our people. And there's many other stories like that. I'm actually getting ready to study more into that, listening and learning more. But there is proof that that Christianity and that Jesus, that he is real and that he has always been a part of our history and culture. A lot of different stories out there, a lot of different confusions and things. But from our findings and our studies, you know, we have found that Jesus is real and that the stories are real. So it's amazing. So I would say that, yes, Christianity and Jesus does have a place in our lives. And even though he might be sadly misrepresented in some circles, in some places, the true Jesus, he is indigenous and he is tribal, and he is actually from a tribe himself. And when you study out the Bible, so just to encourage people out there that might have questions about that, and some people might refer to Jesus as the white man's gospel. He's not a part of the white man's gospel.
Mm-hmm.
No. Jesus, he is indigenous himself, and he came from the Hebrew nation and from the tribes there. So I believe there is a place for Jesus in our lives today.
Hmm. So well said, thank you. And I think it's so precious, too, that you are presenting this and sharing this with our indigenous people and letting us know. We have, in my nation, we have a tradition. We believe that Jesus came to see us, and he loved us. And so I absolutely believe that Jesus is tribal, too, and he understands us, he loves us. And that's for everyone. We have friends who will listen in 160 countries. And so indigenous is all over the world, right? I mean, if you're Sami or Ainu, or if you're Pacific Islander, Jesus loves you too. He loves you. He loves everyone.
That's right.
And so how can we, so many of us have heard Jesus preached perhaps as strict and angry and disappointed in us and wanting us to get a haircut and all of that, right? How can we meet this Jesus who really loves us?
You know, I believe, and we know here, it's a heart. It comes from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heart decision. You know, we're taught that the forever spirit, our Heavenly Father, he is a spirit. And to connect to him, it is with our spirits. Well, when you study that out, our spirit man is our heart.
Uh-huh.
You know, that is the very deep inside of us. And when we make that internal, deep decision that we want a relationship, it's not about having a form of religion, having a form of, you know, cutting your hair or looking right or anything. No, he desires for the heart of a person, for the heart of a man to be in connection with his heart, spirit to spirit, heart to heart. And so it's a heart felt decision that one makes with one's heart, with their innermost being, and just tells him, you know, Lord, I want to get to know you in the right way. Maybe I learned you the wrong way, but I want to learn of you. And that's what Jesus said, was learn of me.
Uh-huh.
You know, there is a better way of learning him than what has been poorly misrepresented to us.
Uh-huh.
And that's a part of our calling here, is that we represent the true gospel of grace and love, that the true Jesus that we know today. And there is a real Jesus that loves you, that is truly for you, that doesn't want you to cut your hair. And he doesn't want to kill the Indian and save the man. That was not his will.
Oh, right. Never. Never.
So it's with the heart that you make that decision first, and you tell them, you know, all prayer is a conversation. It's communication. Just telling him from your heart, Lord, show me who you are. You know, come in my life. I want to learn of you.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you know, I believe that's the step towards that in truly receiving him, and let it be a true heartfelt decision that is life-changing, that, hey, I'm committing to this. I am learning your ways the right way and not the wrong way I might have gotten hurt from, because that's not him. I could go into that. I know we don't have time, but just to share that is receiving him into your heart, into your life, and learning of him and making it a life decision that you're going to commit to this and to learning him more and more. It's not just the taste of it, but you jump into it and it's like, you know what? I'm making that decision and I receive you in my life. I know you're real and I believe in you.
Amen. That's gorgeous. That's absolutely gorgeous and sacred. And I love this moment because I think we should have a good old-fashioned altar call. I really do. Mm. I think someone's heart is being touched right now. And so, yeah. Miss Callie, would you just lead them to Jesus? Don't wait.
Yeah.
Don't delay. Because people say, oh, I'll go to church on Sunday and I'll do it. Or I will when I pray. No, we're praying now.
That's right.
So please, yeah. Lead our friends to Christ.
So if you are wanting to make that decision today, my friends, you know, it's so easy. Just say this after me. Mean it with all of your heart.
Mm.
And just say, Lord,
Lord,
I invite you into my heart.
I invite you into my heart.
And into my life.
And into my life.
Teach me your true ways.
Teach me your true ways.
And I receive.
And I receive.
The gift of what you gave for me.
The gift of what you gave for me.
Is that you died and rose again for me.
Is that you died and rose again for me.
And I believe that I receive.
And I believe that I receive.
Your whole gift of eternal life.
Your whole gift of eternal life.
And the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
The great forever spirit in my life.
The great forever spirit in my life.
And I thank you for the forgiveness of my sins by what you did for me.
And I thank you for the forgiveness of my sins by what you did for me.
In your holy name, I pray.
In your holy name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, my friend. I just feel so blessed that our friends out there have had a chance to meet the Jesus that we love.
Yeah.
And who loves us. Maybe you met another version of him. I don't know. Maybe somebody told you something that wasn't quite right. But just now, you have met the wonderful Jesus, and he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Oh, how marvelous. How marvelous. What has your walk with Jesus done for your life?
You know, he has done so much that he's everything to
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
He is the one that sets our lives up. And when we fully surrender our hearts and our lives to him,
yes,
he gives us nothing but good. Yeah, we face challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's hardships that we go through, things that we have. There again, we learn how to live by faith
mm-hmm.
according to his good word. But he has done so many good things.
Mm-hmm.
He has brought healing, restoration in my personal life. He has brought provision. He has brought relationships, the right, healthy friendships and relationships of, you know, into our lives that are of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he protects us. There's a lot. That's a good loaded question there, but you know, to share with all the listeners, he does over and above.
Yeah.
And even when you study out the sacrifice that he paid with his own life
mm-hmm.
for us, when you study that out, it actually says in the Greek that he overpaid for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if there's anything that you might need in your life or even desire in your life,
yes.
he is able to bring it to you. He is able, you know, he is able to do exceeding mm-hmm. abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, amen, amen. And I'm so thankful that you are willing to share that with us because, you know, people are going through a lot. I mean, there's a lot going on in the world today. And I think sometimes we have to just intentionally stop and focus on Jesus. You know, it's kind of like there's all this waving their arms and jumping up and down and, you know, all of that. Look at this, look at this, look at this, think about this, be depressed about this, be discouraged. Nope.
Yep.
Sometimes we just have to literally fix our eyes on Jesus. Like, just fix them on him. And so how do you do that when, you know, there are real needs? I mean, bills come and they need to be paid, or there's strange things happening in politics or odd things happening on the news or what. How do you keep your gaze on Jesus?
You know, a large point for us, prayer is a huge part of it, but also
mm-hmm.
through worship, through music, helps so much. Music is so healing. It's you know, it's not just something fun you listen to, but it is a powerful weapon, and it is a powerful tool
yes.
that we have in our hands today. And so mm-hmm. prayer, worship, and also meditation on his promises,
yes.
on his words. Mm-hmm. Notice how back in the story with Peter, you know, when he was walking on the water,
mm-hmm.
I was just meditating on this. Notice he didn't start wavering. He didn't start falling in the water until he started looking at the waves.
That's
he
right.
got his eyes mm-hmm. off of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he was literally walking on that promise of the word of the Lord telling him to come onto the water. You know, he wasn't just walking on water. There was a spiritual tangibleness that he was, it was a spiritual word
yes.
he was walking on by faith. And then the Lord, he was so close to the Lord that the Lord grabbed him and caught him and helped him. And he said, and he asked him the question, where did you doubt?
Yes.
And notice it was when he looked at the waves.
Right.
It was when he looked at
right.
the boisterous wind,
mm-hmm.
the circumstances. And if you look at even Romans chapter 4, Abraham, he did not consider his natural circumstances.
That's right.
Even his body that was
That's
dead
right.
or Sarah's body. But he focused on the promise of what God or what the Lord promised him, that you are the father of many
yes.
nations.
Yes.
And so whenever there's things going on around you, you have to focus, like what you said, Dawn, that was so right on, is focus on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on his goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on his word, his promises, because that's what the evil spirits out in this world, the evil forces, they want you to stop believing that
yeah.
you can actually receive the promise. They want you to stop. That's why they bring fear, doubt, and worry and unbelief to you, you know, to maybe the listeners out there, because there are evil forces.
Yeah.
There are demons, what we call them as demons and evil spirits. I've seen them.
It's real. Wow, wow.
And it, you know, you have to speak it out with your own words because words, our words have power. That's even one of our Navajo values here,
uh-huh.
is, and that lines up with faith,
yeah.
is the power of our words. You know, our thoughts are powerful. They are very powerful. But you want to speak out against those negative
mm-hmm.
Forces. Speak out against the negative words.
Yeah.
Maybe there's discouragement coming against
mm-hmm.
you. Maybe there's disbelief in God's promises for you. And you want to speak out against that. Say, no, God is faithful. I know the Lord is for me. And I know he is faithful who promised me.
Yes, amen, amen, amen. Oh my goodness. We have to go to commercial, but as soon as we come back, we're going to have more of this gorgeous and sacred conversation with this remarkable and dynamic guest. We'll be right back.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute! They told us we had an oil shortage. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of oil.
I'm Rick.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drum over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about it.
I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
We are strong, and we'll get through this together. But these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911.
911. What is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
I am loving every minute of this conversation today, and it's because I love our guest, and I know you will too, and you do too. Would you please reintroduce yourself to us?
Yes, my name is Callie Bennett. I'm from the Navajo Nation, and She'eya Prechitni Nishna Ashinha Bashishchin Kia Ani Dashache Bipatoni Dashanela. So it's an honor to be here with you, Dawn. Love you so much as well. Thank you so much for having me again.
Oh, Madoma, hey, a big thanks to you. We are so grateful. We love you. I want you to tell us where we can get your music. I mean, you have this great new song out, and you have some tremendous music already. We would love to connect with you, get the music, find out where you are and what you're doing. How can we do that?
Oh, thank you so much. And it's so easy. You can just go right to my website at calliebennett.com, all one word. You can find all of my links to social media there. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram and YouTube. I'm not on Twitter, though, just to mention that, just in case. But, you know, I'm on all the social media platforms as much as possible. I'm also on Spotify. You know, my music is on iTunes. You can definitely go there to download it. And then to purchase any physical albums, you can go just right there at my website. I also have some new merchandise released for, you know, in respect to the Res Chick. So we have some awesome, beautiful Res Chick t-shirts that are available that both, you know, men and women, men can wear it in support of their wives or their loved ones or sisters. And then women can wear it, of course, to represent like, hey, we are powerful, empowered Res Chicks from the reservation or even off the reservations. You know, and it's made in such a way, I have to say my father, Elson Bennett, he designed it. I have to give honor where honor is due.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And he did an amazing job with the design. He actually designed my single cover as well for it. Mm. And then with the Res Chick song, we released a special EP album that has some of our favorite songs to tie in with that, as well as a brand new song that I have not even released yet on iTunes.
Oh,
so
wow.
All on the website there, they can find us and find me there, find more information about me, and really appreciate it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Congratulations. I'm so happy for you, and I love seeing you use your gifts and talents and your wonderful parents and family, and they're all using your gifts and talents to glorify God and uplift other people, and I think that is amazing. That is marvelous. And so how is this song different? Like, do you feel that this song is different from perhaps your worship songs or your previous music?
I think in a way, because of the special collaboration with Mr. Keith Sokola, it just had such a fun flavor to it. You know, my producer's already asking me if this song will be on the next album, and I'm actually not sure. It's something I am contemplating. It's such a unique, fun song. It has more of the country rock flavor to there, especially having Keith's guitar, his guitar soloing on there, and I loved how it turned out because I love country music. It's a genre you can't get away from.
Right.
If you don't love country music out there, you are missing out.
You are. You really are. And I say that from the mountains of North Carolina that, you know, you must love it. You must. You know,
yes.
You will. You will.
So it's awesome. So I think it is. It does have a slight different flavor, but it still has that country flavor in there with some of our Navajo Nation flavor. But it like has my sound in there, but with an added touch of the country and the rock in there, which I love.
Mm, wonderful. And do you see the Holy Spirit using your gifts and talents in new ways?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, all the time. I'm actually seeing more of the music reaching out to the indigenous world And with the music video release, it's touching more lives, especially here on the Navajo Nation, across even in the chapter tribal government officials. It's blessing our people, and we're seeing it far-reaching, and we're seeing it, you know, just touching lives in a way that, you know, you would never know. And I'm actually hearing that from relatives, family members that are relatives and family members of people in the government seats, people in the community, in the school systems. One of the newer ways I just learned about is someone's using my story, my testimony in their schools, showcasing about how I was adopted, how I was raised on the Navajo Nation. I speak and sing the language, and they're using it in their schools now, in their stories, showing my music videos to encourage the young people of the Navajo Nation to learn the Navajo language, which is beautiful.
It is a fantastic language. All of our native languages are so precious. And you said two magic words. The word testimony, but the word language. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love our language. I sing in it, and I speak it, and my tribal language. And it is so precious to me, our wonderful tribal languages. And so can we talk about the role of language, the native language, in your life? Because I do believe it's so important that our young people learn these precious languages and spend time with the elders and preserve these wonderful languages. So what does the Navajo language mean to you?
I believe it means preserving our sovereignty.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
yes,
one of the things that we teach our young people and teach this upcoming generation is if we want to keep our sovereignty, it goes back to our culture and goes back to our language.
Absolutely.
So we have to learn our languages. And that's beautiful, Dawn, that you sing. I love it when you sing.
Thank you.
You guys
got to
listen
sweetheart.
To Dawn's music.
Oh, thank you,
and
sweetheart.
Yes. So we have to, I believe that as musical creators, especially as indigenous musical creators, you know, it's so important that we use our culture, use or mention our culture, use our language, even just a couple of words like I've done even in Res Chick, even just using it here and there, you know, keep the language. There's, you know, when we do that, people can use our music as a teaching tool, and that's what people are doing today with both of our music, you know, with young people. Music's such a powerful tool to also use to teach and educate people with. I mean, people use music to memorize presidents' names.
That's right.
To memorize countries, to memorize even the alphabet. It's a powerful tool, and it can get into, you know, the parts of your soul, of your mentality, deeper than sometimes teachings can without music. So it's so important that we keep and retain our language as much as possible. I just encourage all of the young people out there that might be tuning in and listening, that if you can, if there's apps to your language of your native tongue, learn that. If there's classes that you can take, I know that Rosetta Stone came out with some of the endangered species language program. I know that they did one for Navajo. I don't know if they did one for your tribe, but they did some for some of the tribes. If you can find those programs, I encourage you to do so to help keep our native tongues alive.
Oh, yes. And thank you. Thank you for keeping the culture and the traditions and the language alive. I think we all have to support one another when we see that being done, you know, support the music, support the books and the writing, support the art, support the cultural preservation. We have to uplift one another and definitely support one another as we do this because, you know, time is shifting, you know, the generations are moving. And we're the now, you know.
That's right.
You know, I think about my great grandmothers and my grandmothers and their teachings, and my precious granddaddy who I adore. And I just think about all of their teaching, and now it's my turn because I'm a mother to the next generation. And it's like, okay, showtime, let's go. You know, pass it on.
Yes,
you know? And that's so important for all of us to do. And another thing we have to have, I really believe, in addition to our indigenous cultural heritage, we have to have a heritage of faith.
Yeah.
And that's it's so important to share our testimonies and pass them on to the younger generation and encourage them and encourage everyone around us with our testimonies, you know. And so I was hoping that you would share some of your testimony with us.
Oh, yes. And just to add on to what you're saying too, Dawn, is even with our culture here, one of our values is that we teach true prosperity is first you must have a belief in the Lord or a faith. You must have that strong relationship with the Lord, with the forever spirit, with Jesus. And then the second one is to have a belonging. Have a belonging with your culture, with your ways, with your people, with the nation. I mean, a lot of times people think prosperity is based on money, but it's not.
Okay.
It's based on Him. And so a part of our testimony here, part of my testimony, just to kind of, for those that might not know who I am in this second segment, but, I was adopted as a baby at 3-4 months old from South Korea, you know, and I was raised on the Navajo Nation, being adopted into the family here, and it's so beautiful. And one of the things, you know, talking about our elders, it's so important to honor and respect our elders. My grandfather sat me down when I was a youth, and I was going through some mental health issues, some identity issues and questionings. And I believe that when you're adopted, no matter who you are, no matter what age you're adopted, there's always going to be questions. There's always going to be things that you'll face. And he did not know what I was going through.
Uh-huh.
And he actually encouraged me, and he was a big part of this. And he said that, you know, I want you to know this. And he called me Shanella, which means my grandchild.
Aww.
He goes, and he said, you know, I want to tell you this, it's on my heart. And I knew it was of the Lord. He was led of the Spirit for sure. And he said, when you were given up for adoption, spiritually, you were cut off from the nation, cut off from the language, from the people. You didn't have a people. You didn't have a language. But he said, when we adopted you, when we took you in, we gave you our language. We gave you a nation. We gave you a people. And he said, you are Navajo. And that, man, that brought a lot of healing. It brought a lot of peace. And he did not know what I was going through at the time as a youth. And, you know, that's something to share with people, is that reminding ourselves that we are spiritual beings and we have to be connected to the Creator. We have to be connected to Him in the spirit, you know, like what the Word says, you know, they that come to Him or worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's a spiritual thing. So Him explaining the spiritual side of things with my personal story, it just helped open up my eyes to so many things.
I love it. And I thank you so much for sharing that with us, because I truly believe that God has such a good plan for your life, and you are walking in it so wonderfully well, and the best is yet to come. I mean, more things are going, more doors will open, and more people will be saved, and more people will be uplifted,
yes.
And most of all, God will be glorified. So what are your hopes and dreams for next?
You know, I believe for this next, there are some books. One of them is called The Spirit of Adoption, and another one is that's on my heart is about culture and worship. Another one, you know, there's various things, books, there's teachings, and of course, there's a new album. I believe I can share with you the title of it.
Okay,
we're
working
on it right now.
Oh wow! Breaking news,
and
folks.
we're hoping to have it finished by the end of this year, or at least by summer of next year. And my prayer and my desire is to bring more healing to not just our indigenous nations, but to the world. There's so much pain. There's so much hate. There's still racism that needs to be brought down, walls of diversity and division. And so my heart
envision right now is really focusing on breaking down all those walls of disunity, even between walls of you know, there's even denominations of Christianity that needs to be unified and come to being one as one body of Christ. And so my heart is to bring healing. So this next album is going to be called Healing of the Nation.
Wow. Oh, that's marvelous.
When I prayed about it, I was really seeking the Lord for the title of it, mm-hmm. and it dropped in my spirit. That was the title that came out, and I just chuckled because it's the same title of one of our major events that we have here on the Navajo Nation, which is the Healing of the Nation's Motorcycle Rally. And I know that that is the heart of the Lord, is to have healing of the nation. So that I believe that that is a big part of this next step for me, Dawn, is to bring, you know, healing. And I don't know if you knew this. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I did receive my Lakota name from my uncle and mm-hmm. my father as an honoring, and they actually called it singing medicine. And it's the name, I'm hoping I can say this correctly, is Pejuta Loampi.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a part of what has been strong on my heart.
Oh, yes.
And so it ties in with what I believe the Lord is leading me into with this next step of bringing healing to the nations through music, through teaching, through song. So just continue to pray for us here, and thank you to all of the listeners as well.
Oh, yes. Well, first of all, I congratulate you on this upcoming project as well as your new single. And I also bless you because I believe names are powerful. You know, when you receive your name, especially your indigenous name, you know, all throughout the Bible, God changes people's names. Right?
Right.
God changes people's names, and he changes the times and seasons, and he does amazing things through people's names. And so I believe your name is tremendous, and I am so happy that you have it. And to all of our friends, if you are indigenous and you come from a culture that has naming and renaming and, you know, sacred names, I encourage you to pray about that and seek that out, because names change seasons. What do you want us to know about you that we don't already know?
That's a good question. I don't think I've been asked that question yet.
Yay!
I think that one of the things, I'm trying to think of what I can share with people that they don't know about me. Besides being adopted, that is one thing that people many times, they actually surprisingly come up to me and say, I would have never figured that you were adopted.
Sure.
And I know that's the power of the spirit of adoption, of that spiritual root of it. And I think that maybe just a fun fact that people might not know about me is I'm an avid typer.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but it's probably why I'm a great executive administrator with our ministry too.
Yeah.
But I actually enjoy typing. And my mother put me into typing classes and typing programs as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've continued with that. So I think that's a fun fact that
it's
people can learn
fact.
About me.
Oh, it's a wonderful fact. Do you have a favorite Bible verse, a favorite scripture that you like to stand on that's especially meaningful to you?
Yes, I do. Let me look that up for you real quickly and get the correct address for everyone. One of my favorite books of the Bible is Romans chapter 8.
Mm-hmm.
It has absolutely just anything and everything that you can think of. Many of my favorite scriptures are in that chapter, but this one verse sticks out to me so much, and it's Romans chapter 8, verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, "He," meaning God, "he that spared not his own son Jesus, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things?"
Yeah.
And I believe that includes provision. I believe that includes your needs. I believe that includes your dreams, your desires, those good things that he placed inside of you that align up with his will. You know, all things freely given.
Yeah.
So Romans 8:32.
I love it. I love you, and I love this conversation, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining us today. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you as well, Dawn. Love you very much as well. Thank you to everyone out there listening, and thank you to the radio station for having me join. It's been an honor and truly a blessing. Ashahat.
Always, always. I can't wait till you come back and share more good news with us. Thank you to all of our friends who listen. You know, your time is precious and you share it with us, and I'm grateful for that. Thank you to all of you who sponsor and donate and make this show possible. It's always a labor of love. We have all kinds of miraculous testimonies of how we're able to yet again pull off another season. And then we thank this network. We thank all the platforms. We thank everyone who shares this show with their circles. You know, you don't have to help us, but you do. And we're always grateful to you, and we're grateful for you. And most of all, we're grateful to God for the wonderful things that he allows us to do. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I can't wait until we're all together next time. I love y'all.
Around, don't play with me. You think I'm strange, eating sheep brain, living on the res. I'm not sorry for me, it's part of who I am and who I'll be. Don't tell me forget it, or else you can hit it. Touchy me, I'm free to be me. A she hit the nesh, a bush, a sheen. I love my Jesus, you might not get me, but I won't lie that I'm a res chick. Man, Keith, that guitar is sounding awesome.
Callie, it's called an Electric 49.
Nice. Well, you got anything here you want to say to the ladies?
Much respect and something like this.
We got Kaboo Boo, Bannock, Peaky, and Oven. Woman given unconditional loving, living right, fun and free from Fribra Town and Indian City.
Different shades and different kinds,
many raised girls from all different tribes.
Not fully country, not fully city,
just some simple gals leaving legacies.
We love our nations and our families.
Gotta get to revival. Power wall, driving cars, engine cars, play guitar.
That's for res chicks like me.
Hair buns, moccasins,
feed work, commodity, cheese. This is how we do it, y'all. Living on the res,
living life so free.
Oh, different shades.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back once the world forgave.
You've got the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.